This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Friday, we always want to hear what the coordinator is talking about, specifically the offensive coordinator. That has been where a lot of attention has been with this team, especially with the, you know, kind of the up and down, or at least just the offense not necessarily hitting the marks that it feels like they should with all the talent they have. And so one of the things about the bye week is it offers a level of self-scout. So this is Bobby Slowick 3 here, Chris. I was really interested to hear about his opportunity to self-scout, Bobby Slowick in particular, during the bye.
There was a lot of tape to watch. Like, that was a long stretch we had before we could really kind of gather ourselves and go back through that process. And I think the biggest thing that jumped out is the difference in when we execute and when we play to the standard that we know we're capable of, and when we aren't quite playing to the standard that we know we're capable of. I mean, there was a, particularly kind of in the middle of the season, like, there was a stark difference. And no one holds our, like, us to a higher standard than ourselves here and on offense. And, you know, we've done a great job the last 2 weeks of really honing in on that standard and putting that out there more consistently and more often, starting with practice. It showed up in practice for probably 4 weeks. Then eventually it makes its way to the games. And I think the last 2 weeks we've done a good job of that in the games, and we got to continue to do that. That's really what December football is about. You know, it's a really big deal. Making sure we're consistent in our execution and in our commitment to what we're doing.
So funny and frustrating sometimes, because the same message has been resonating into the bye week from DeMeco Ryans, from Nick Caserio. You just heard it from Bobby Slowick. All we got to do is execute, man. All we got to do is execute. All we got to do is just do what we know we know. And at some point, I think I brought this up with you last week, Reggie. At some point, you know, if it's not resonating, if it's not executing, and this is going to be the big test, you know, with Miami coming off the bye week, let's see if they do make those changes and they do improve. At some point, you have to say it's not us, it's them. You know, it's the players are not getting either the messaging or the coaching or whatever it may be.
Yeah, and that's that. You hear a little bit of that. In that cut there, Bobby Slowick, it feels like it's like, hey, when we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, it goes pretty well.
Okay, we all agree.
Which, first of all, like, how do you feel about that assessment? Like, because he talked about the last couple of weeks, of course, a couple of games in which you lost to the Titans, scoring 27 points, and then you beat the Jaguars, but only put up 23. Yeah. Like, just that assessment in and of itself, and of course, like, I understand, it's not like they were hitting on all cylinders or firing on all cylinders for the entirety of either of those games. It doesn't feel like they've really done that very much all season. But do you agree with the assessment, though, that just like the last couple of weeks they've put together better offense?
I mean, it depends on where you're looking. Like, if you're looking at pass protection, sure. But what has been sacrificed because of that? Run. The run game. If you're looking at you know, getting everybody involved as far as wide receivers, just hints, you know. You know, Nico, yes, and then maybe a game or two with Tank Dell and Mechie showing something. And I think that's part of the frustration with me as well. It's like we haven't had – I mean, the Texans clearly have not played a complete game. They just haven't. They haven't played a complete game where you go, okay, and I get it. The NFL, it's hard. It's just in. It's very, very difficult. The proverbial, those guys get paid too. But you see teams putting together complete games
right
all the time, and they haven't done it.
No, that's absolutely the case. But okay, I want to make sure that I'm not mischaracterizing Bobby Slowick in this talk, in what he says here. Hearing what we heard him say yesterday, does that feel like somebody was like, I self-scouted and I found some things, that I can do better, or that like we can do to kind of help put these guys in better position? Or does that feel like we're doing all that we can and it just has to be, just has to play better?
It's almost like a little of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. But, I think he's confident. I mean, they're going to change something, and we know that just in terms of personnel, out of necessity because of Juice Scruggs being out, and maybe even without the necessity, they were going to make a change on the offensive line. So we know personnel-wise there's going to be another change, but I think he thinks he might have something figured out, but he's thought it before.
Speaking of the offensive line, Bobby Slowick, this is cut four here, Chris. He talked about the offensive line and how he feels they're playing better.
As individuals, we really wanted to emphasize growth. That's every individual up front. I think you could see from really where we were in the middle of the year to where we got to the last few weeks has done that. They've grown. I think LT is playing some of the best ball that he's played since I've been around, which has been really cool to see. And, you know, we got bright spots all the way across up front. And then there's been times, you know, in particular in the middle of the season where, like, we know we didn't play up to our standard. And most of it was just mental stuff, stuff that's controllable, stuff we can fix. And they've all embraced doing that. And the last 2 weeks, like our protection the last 2 weeks, it got a little leaky 2 weeks ago in the fourth quarter. But other than that, it's been very sound. You know, I think against Jacksonville, the only play off the top of my head is the first play of the game. And other than that, it felt like CJ could be really, really comfortable back there in the pocket. And we've given Joe some lanes to hit in the run game. Like, I really think all of them have continued to grow and really embrace what I've already referenced as far as let's emphasize what we do well and do it more often and do it more consistent.
Oh, man, I mean, it's just been mental breakdowns, Reggie. Just here and there. That's all it is. We'll clean that up. Week 15, boys. Week 15.
Yeah, and again, I'll ask you, do you agree with the assessment? Because I feel like that's some of the issue, or issue is probably not necessarily the right word, but that's some of what people are kind of frustrated with is like, is he assessing this properly? And I want to be careful because somebody said, like, on the text line, Slowick is lost. And I'm not certain. Like, that's one of the things that's tough for me to try and surmise a little bit from the outside. Because it does feel like different things have been tried at various points.
A lot of different things, yeah.
So it's not that there hasn't been some level of searching, but it's the lack of finding that's been kind of concerning, obviously. And if he's making – if he's giving you the assessment that he feels like the offensive line has been better, do you agree with that as well? Because pass protection – definitely, as we have said, it does look like it's stabilized in some ways. Even though they're like, again, pressure numbers did go up a little bit. Was that the Titans game as well? Right, where you had those pressure numbers tick back up. I thought myself, and unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to really dig deep into film yesterday with all the things happening. But it felt like, hey, okay, somewhat, but also not enough.
Yeah, and I think. Like, what else is he going to do at this point?
Fair enough. You know, and that's a fair point to bring up, right?
There's a really, very much a human element here.
Where his hands are tied in some ways.
Well, his hands are tied in terms of personnel.
Exactly.
And in terms of, I think there's a certain recognition these guys are not playing well. So his only thing to say outside of throwing them under the bus is it's execution. It's just mental.
Right.
You know, it's almost like sort of diverting attention from or just avoiding the reality that this team, some of these guys are just not playing as well as they thought or not as good as they thought they would be. And I think there's a little bit of, like, Bobby Slowick knows that there's a lot of this that falls on him. You know, why is there a mental disconnect? Why is, you know, is it execution? Is it the offensive line coach? Is it him? Is it play calling? You know, what is it? So he recognizes that. It's almost understandable what he's saying. But it doesn't make it any better. Again, week 15, boys.
For sure. Now, of course, all of that's like the self-scout stuff. And it can be frustrating to not feel like you're hearing answers, although, like, I do wonder what answers that were going to make us feel good that aren't going to hit the field, right?
Yeah.
So speaking of the field, your next time to do that is Sunday versus the Dolphins. I found this to be interesting, and I think obviously very much everyone else did. This was, and this is Slowick 1 here. This is Bobby Slowick talking about the idea, and he was asked, like, about the idea of how this team might cover Nico Collins. And with the possibility of Jalen Ramsey being out there.
We kind of prepare every week. What if teams decide to match What if teams don't, and what if they do both, and how we go into the game. I know all of our guys, all of our skills are really ready for whatever winds up happening, and we'll adjust. And Jalen's a really good player. He's been a really good player for a long time. I've gone against him, it feels like 10 times now, and every time I've gone against him, he's impacted the game in like a great deal in some way, shape, or form. And I anticipate that to be no different this week. I mean, we got a lot of respect for Jalen and what he does.
Talking Jalen Ramsey, maybe traveling with Nico or doing something.
Yeah, he did some traveling with Garrett Wilson last week.
Yeah, so, and I think he's right. And that's just legit X's and O's there. They're probably going to mix it up, but certainly he's going to have his attention on Nico because where's the threat otherwise, you know, that's proven week in, week out? It's what we're talking about, you know, the consistency.
Yeah, hunting in a touchdown feels like is a possibility. But I'm actually less concerned, and maybe this is a place where I'm actually worried that my lack of concern or like the lower level of concern might be me being too comfortable. I think watching back some of the Jets game, and I'm also going to look at PFF to kind of support this, Jalen Ramsey in coverage hasn't been as good as typically advertised.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
And Garrett, he was one of those
He got beat by Garrett Wilson.
He was one of those
he broke his ankle.
Hooked up by Garrett Wilson.
It should have been a touchdown.
100%. And so the idea of, okay, they're going to have Ramsey follow, I trust Nico Collins to cook that man
But
up
that's their best weapon against him.
Right, but... that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure that the best weapon has an issue. This is one of the places where I do gain a little confidence. Assuming that C.J. Stroud is hitting his marks like we know he can, but it feels like he hasn't done consistently. That's one of the things that actually gives me real confidence in this. And I understand what he's saying there, right? Like you plan accordingly for all these different variations of permutations. I think that this might be a situation that you don't necessarily need to change up what you're doing if Jalen Ramsey is there. Go ahead and go to your strength, especially with this team.
Especially with Nico.
Needs to have strengths that carry kind of what they're doing.
No, I mean, and I don't think Nico is afraid of anybody. I don't think they're afraid to challenge anybody with Nico. I'm just saying that was a question, and that was that's what Miami figures to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that is their best defense against him.
Yeah, and especially, again, what do we talk about, like hitting strength on strength? It feels like this is one of those where go ahead and hit the middle of the field, let Nico Collins get him the ball in space and test if that defense for Miami is indeed tackling on this given Sunday, because if they're not, we know Nico Collins is just like, he's big, he's strong, he's fast, he's fluid. Let him go and in part win you this game. Also get the ball to Joe Mixon in space, I imagine, as well. We'll talk more about that at noon here on the program. But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Overall, what was your – I feel like I'm grading. Have you graded the
I think we all do. You know about Bobby?
Yeah.
I think it's understandable, as I mentioned a second ago. But it's not fulfilling. It doesn't answer. I don't think it makes him look any better.
And it probably is fair to
and
also
the text board seems to agree with me.
it's also fair to probably note that I don't know what the answer would be.
Yeah.
That makes you feel great. Mm-hmm. Although there are some people that are in that place that are like, slow it, you know, none of this falls on the offensive coordinator. I can't say none of it, but I do feel like I've been trying a lot to find a balance in this. And I think I walked in one of these days on the show and kind of told you before that I feel like I'm actually lessening some of my, I don't know if criticism is the right word or whatever, the critique that I'm having of Bobby, because you see the various different challenges that he's dealing with, and you also see, again, him searching for answers and rolling through some things.
I think one thing we've learned is it is personnel. I don't know if it's
definitely a part of it.
100%. I don't know if it's only personnel,
and that comes,
but it is personnel.
And you got another one of those things that popped up. Of course, personnel is always an issue in the NFL. Yeah. It's a game of attrition where dudes are literally running into each other. But you got another one of those curveballs thrown at you where we're going to see who plays left guard, right?
Yeah.
Like just as you seem to, at least with Bobby Sloak's assessment of this, he feels like the offensive line is stabilized. Well, here comes
either change.
Kenyon Green or Zach Thomas, right? Can you find a similar stability that you feel like you found earlier with another guy having to step in? We'll see how all of that comes together.